This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm reminding you about the cost of being in denial. A person in denial rejects overwhelming evidence, and they dismiss the cost of their actions on others. This has been the case for some people ever since the last presidential election. With losing more than 50 post-election lawsuits, there isn't a shred of evidence that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Yet there are those who continue to deny this truth and these set of facts. Not even storming the U.S. Capitol will make falsehoods true. President Trump lost the election, and President-elect Biden will be inaugurated on January 20th. And when I turn to the scriptures, I recall Peter's denial of Jesus. When Peter denied Jesus, he was weak and overcome by fear. He thought Jesus would be killed, and he became desperate to save his own life. In the same way, some politicians deny the facts and resist protecting others because they are desperate to protect their political life instead. The irony is that most of these political leaders call themselves Christians. Christ is the truth and the way. When we move away from the truth, we move away from Him. Is there an area in your life where you are denying the facts because you are overcome by fear? If so, remember these words. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John 1:6. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, embrace the truth.